recap all the top news on the shooting, get into some of the incredible economic news. At the bottom of the hour, I've got a quick, focused message for the gun grabbers about the state of our economy and our society. I want to get that Ceausescu video queued up. But first, I want to go to a bunch of your calls, and I want to play a clip of the Representative Giffords the day before she got shot on Fox about breaking the left-right paradigm. But let's get to your calls right now. The toll-free number to call into our phone system here in Austin is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And the number up at Genesis is 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. Thanks for holding, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What a patriot Sheriff Mack is.
Yes.
And I just wanted to comment on the shooting and say that I find it, I'm like you, Alex, I find it very strange, all this stuff tying in with the background checks they're doing on the border gun shops and with the, we just had this voting on the college students, I believe, about trying to get it where 21-year-olds can purchase a gun. And I just find it all how this is all tying in together within the past couple of weeks.
And notice they've got the bill for internet tracking of everywhere you go, internet IDs, and the legislation introduced to not let you criticize the government. I mean, they're really pushing it right now, and you know there's going to be more of this. I mean, you've got 20% of young people on Prozac-type drugs that they admit cause people to go out and do stuff like this. Right there, that's a mind-controlled population.
Yes, sir. Well, they're even trying, Alex, to, I mean, a cap and ball gun. They're even wanting to make it illegal to shorten a 6-inch barrel down to a 4-inch barrel on a muzzle loading gun.
That's right, black powder that people just use to tinker around with. Well, you know, you can still buy black powder guns with no record, and that's why they hate them. Because, you know, they do not want an armed population. And, folks, that's some of the best guns to buy that are off record. You can buy 6 shooters that are of new manufacture and get loaded black powder, 40, 45, 357, and they are awesome. And I'm telling you, they can't stop you. I appreciate your call. Hey, look, in the last 3 years, we've had record gun purchases. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The globalists are losing, and they know it. Let's talk to Randy in Texas. Randy, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you, sir. I'm heartbroken over this whole thing. Here's a piece you wrote through me. We're going to need each other before it's all through. It just is what it is for me and you. Now, I always did things all on my own, proud of accomplishments earned all alone. Now, the tides and the seasons have certainly changed, and the new world's order has been rearranged. The strong are now weak, and the weak weaker still, and the cup runneth over much harder to fill. The emperor's walking around wearing no clothes. They're telling us sorry. That's just how it goes. While they're beating our plowshares into their swords, our little girls get shot at in grocery stores. Now, fighting each other can't be what we do, because we'll be needing each other before this is all through. I'm no longer living my life in the past, and you can't throw stones in a house made of glass. The emperor tells us the money's all gone, but don't worry, kids, we'll take out a loan. Please give us your best, and we'll send them to war. Don't worry yourselves about what it's all for. The emperor's leaving. He's taking his clothes. Says, sorry, my friends, that's just how it goes. The king says the problems are not what they seem. It's time to wake up from your American dream. Well, we're going to need each other before it's all through, because the forces against us are not me and you. The Wizard of Oz on the yellow brick road says, don't worry yourselves, just do what you're told. We'll print some more money and buy some more food. Well, we keep on telling you what you should do. I'm getting real tired. I've heard it all before. I'm starting to worry about what is in store. Reality's getting much harder to see. I thought I got that from the man on TV. I can tell that the news isn't news anymore, and the only thing left is a football team score. The words fell out of my paper today. You asked me, so what are you trying to say? And when you asked me, okay, then what
stay
should
there,
we do?
Stay there.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I've got a special message directly to the globalists and the gun grabbers coming up at 33 after. We're continuing with open phones throughout this fourth hour. If you just joined us in the last segment, a caller, Randy in Texas, was reading a lengthy but also very good poem. I want him to finish up the last few lines of it and tell us the name of it. Maybe he'll email it to us or to somebody else. We can get it up on a website so folks can read it. But go ahead and finish your poem, Randy.
Thanks, Alex. The poem is "We're Going to Need Each Other Before It's All Through." The last lines are, "I'm starting to worry about what is in store. Reality's getting much harder to see. I thought I got that from the man on TV. I can tell that the news isn't news anymore, and the only news left is a football team score. These words fell out on my paper today, and you asked me, so what are you trying to say? And when you asked me, okay, what should we do? We're going to need each other before it's all through."
Well, well said. I tell you, they haven't released the surveillance footage of the shooting yet, which I find to be very suspicious. They've got reports of other shooters, somebody responding and trying to stop him with a gun. I mean, who knows even what we're being told is true? But looking at the photograph of this guy and looking at the devil worship shrine, you know, the offerings of oranges to the skull, the Grim Reaper behavior, it's just nihilistic sickeningness that is pushed by the culture and the literature with young people. I'm not calling for that literature to be curtailed or censored, but they're not going to take my free speech away. We need to counter their evil with our free speech of the truth. And that's the antidote to all of this. Randy, good to hear from you. Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My thing is, and you guys keep mentioning it and talking about it, the shooter had on his YouTube a sentence that said, what good are words if they have no meaning to government? And you guys have talked all about this, how government says one thing and does another. An example would be how government says education is important. That's why we're going to point a gun at you and seize your house to pay for it. And it seems to me that the shooter was trying to find the truth somehow, some way, and he just didn't have the mental ability to do it, and he lost it. And that's what I'm thinking.
Well, he was into everything, Nazism, communism, wanting to be a woman. But the main body of his work is kind of a classic mainline modern, which would be the opposite of classic liberal. But, you know, he talked about mind control not only in those videos. New York Daily News and others are quoting people in the classrooms. He'd come in and say, do you know about mind control? Or other articles, I'm under mind control. And whether he was just a paranoid schizophrenic or was under mind control, we know mind control's real. We know that the people that were targeted, I mean, this is out of central casting. A 9-year-old girl gets blasted, a federal judge who's pro-Second Amendment, and was in a key case. I mean, my gut, everything tells me this stinks to high heaven. And, you know, this scrambled brain guy, you know, we need to see all the records on him, but they're trying to keep that very close to their vest. Why haven't we seen the video of the shooting yet? What, are they editing something? I mean, again, it's just all of it begins to add together, and we know their history of staging things. They staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They staged hundreds of bombings in Europe to blame on their political enemies. They do this. I mean, Operation Northwoods, and I appreciate your call, Mark. That guy's just Google Operation Northwoods, ABC News, U.S. government plan to terrorize U.S. cities, or pull up the National Security Archive. You'll actually get the document when you search it. And you can show people Operation Northwoods, Joint Chiefs of Staff, green-lighted plan, how to commit sniper attacks, shootings in D.C., Maryland, Miami, and other areas, and how to even blame patsies. How to have multiple shooters on site, how to tackle one guy, say they did it. We don't know. That's the problem. But we do know they're hyping it and using it to try to take our Second Amendment and our free speech, which is treason and is illogical unless you're a tyrant. Amy in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say that you're an inspiration to all of us to find our voices and to stand up for the wrongs that we see going on every day. My comment is about the first reports of the second suspect in the shootings. When I first saw him, I immediately noticed that he bears an uncanny resemblance to the person who you pointed out that might be the FBI informant from the Hutari sting. I'm from the area of the Hutari sting, so their faces have been everywhere. I was just wondering if you've noticed that.
No, I haven't. I mean, I guess they're both kind of doughy-faced white males. But I think the so-called individuals you're talking about were in custody and then released. I mean, but who knows? We know now from federal documents McVeigh was an operative once he got out of the military. But actually, if you guys with the document cam shoot across here, I can show folks Operation Northwoods. I've got it up on screen. Just type in Operation Northwoods, and you'll get ABC News, you name it. And there it is, memorandum for the Secretary of Defense, Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.L. Lemnitzer. And you can just go read it all for yourself. In fact, deeper in the document, it talks about how to stage shootings. And, this is our government, for anybody that wants to look it up for themselves. Anything else that you'd like to add, Amy?
No, thank you. I just want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Well, Amy, you're a sweetheart, but let me just be clear. I'm trying to survive, too. I'm in the same boat as you. People thank me all day for doing what we do, and I mean, what else are we supposed to do? These people are criminals. They've got to be dealt with. Thank you, though. Let's go ahead and cover this article I was just given. Administration to world. Arizona shooting shows we have extremists, too. Well, we've known that the MIAC and Homeland Security reports say that Homeland Security is really for gun owners, veterans, returning veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters. And they're now on Democracy Now. We have the clip. It's going up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, saying it's my fault. And the Paul family, I guess. We're evil. Because we want our republic. We want what's in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we want it now. And so when the government does things that are wrong, and you criticize it, if some lunatic with a devil worship shrine in his backyard goes and shoots somebody, it's our fault. No, it's not my fault. And you're the ones putting out environmental videos showing children being murdered and making it cute that human beings have no value. We're going to get that report out on InfoWars.com and PresentBotter.com. If not today, tomorrow. I have had it. In an effort aimed at solidarity, notice how that's a lie right there, at solidarity. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the one that blamed Oklahoma City on Rush Limbaugh, remember that? When they were behind it, clearly. In an effort aimed at solidarity, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Monday linked the weekend shooting of 20 people in an Arizona grocery store to extremism faced in other countries, a comparison that some observers say may not live up to the facts of the case. Yeah, a paranoid schizophrenic, any way you slice it, who's got all these different personalities of a woman, a liberal that helps puppy dogs at the local pound, a grim reaper, a devil worshiper, and a, quote, hardcore liberal. You talk about lies. What about the government media's lies about WMDs in Iraq and all the millions dead through that? Over a million dead in Iraq. That was 3 years ago. Lancet, British Medical Journal. And what about you with all the blood on your hands? They just want to grandstand and go, look at the little girl. And the father comes out and the mother says, don't use our little girl to take more freedom. You seen what happened after 9/11 in the airports losing our freedoms? We ought to try to get that father. I know everybody in the world is, but I got a sneaking suspicion. We get him on, he's going to be a patriot. He said, don't use it to take our Second Amendment. Don't use it to take our rights. And they're now attacking them, attacking their family right now. That's how sickening these people are, because they want to use her to set up their tyranny, and they can't stand it, and there's nobody they won't attack in that mission. During the town hall in Abu Dhabi Monday, Clinton, who's on a trip to Qatar, Oman, and the United Arab Emirates, was speaking during a forum on women's issues. Look, we have extremists in this country, so it just goes on from there. I've just had enough of these people. Whew, that made me angry right there. So you can see where they're going with this. Meanwhile, you're looking at the lady whose administration in 95 carried out that bombing. And that takes hours to get into the evidence, but it's an absolute fact. Bunch of terrorists. Oh, don't say that. That could excite violence. You are terrorists. You are a criminal government. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think it's important that somehow we maybe put something up to focus in on the judge. I suspect that there was a second shooter because this is too unusual. Not only did this guy do a 3-4-1, you know, our Constitution and two probable patriots, but it just unlikely that no matter what happened there that he could have gotten all three. So I would suspect the ballistics on the judge would be different from the ones that will be a general thing. Somebody
well, if this
shot
guy
was
fired 18 times and killed six and wounded the other 12. I mean, that's precision shooting right there.
Right. And far as you know, going after our guns, this, I have a little a ditty here too from that came from a liberal station that was pro-gun. And says doctors versus gun owners. Says there are 700,000 physicians in the United States. Accidental deaths caused by physicians per year is 200,000. 0.7.
Stay there. I don't want to cut into your statistics. By the way, that physician's killing 200,000 a year. That's a very low number. My number is more like 500,000. We'll be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
All right, Georgia, Connecticut, you were going through statistics. Car wrecks over 300,000, bad drug interactions, 200 to 300,000 or higher. Doctors, 250 to 500,000, depending on which year you look at, from malpractice killing people. Honeybees, around 100 a year. Wasp, over 500 a year. Snakes, hundreds and hundreds dying a year. Lightning, hundreds and hundreds dying a year. Tornadoes, hundreds and hundreds dying a year. You know, people who you know, get in the water and you know, die from drowned, from you know, sucking in water into their lungs. All of that are examples of how dangerous this world is. But then the government is just so good at ninnying and freaking out. But what they don't like is that this was a member of the, quote, ruling class. There's only 500 and something members of Congress, and that message scares them. And I'm going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. And so for whatever reasons that this was done, it was meant to spur legislative movements against our liberties and our freedoms, and that's why I believe this was staged. They're like, oh, we've tried to kill school kids. We've gone into McDonald's and had our assassins kill people. We've had Theodore Kaczynski, who was in CIA mind control. That's admitted. I mean, admitted. But it's like just a little side issue. You know, we've had him go in and bomb CEOs. We just can't get folks behind police state. Start killing members of Congress. Activate the Fruit Loops. And, you know, the answer is congressmen should be packing heat. And that's just the way it is. You know, the world is dangerous. Things like that can happen. And being a public figure, that goes with the territory. You could be carjacked at 7-Eleven tonight. You know, one of my crew a few months ago was at a gas station, took his parents to the airport, driving back, guy tried to mug him. I mean, he had to fight him off. That's the way this stuff works. What, do we ban gas stations now because you might be mugged? But finishing your point, George, go ahead.
Yeah, the key point was accidents in parentheses. This was doctors versus gun owners. There are 700,000 physicians in the United States. Accidents, deaths by physicians per 200 is 200,000 a year. Accidents alone. That's a 0.2857 accidents per death per physician, courtesy of the Department of Human Services. The gun owners in the United States, 80 million. The number of accidents, deaths by guns per year, 1,500 of all ages. Number of accidents, deaths per gun owner is 0.000002. Courtesy of the FBI statistics. So, statistically speaking, doctors are 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners. So, remember, guns don't kill people. Doctors do.
Where did you see that text? Because I've read similar numbers before. I'd like to post that on Infowars.com or Prison Planet.
I'll email it to you.
All right, please send it
to you.
Please send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Two A's on the Aaron, please. And he's in there standing by right now. We'll also get it up at GCNLive.com. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with a message for the globalists. We've also got some video clips up that I'm going to be playing here on air. And I want to recap what I've talked about and also get to Nick, Ernie, and then I've got a few folks holding on my phone system here. We've got JB, Sean, Bob, DD, Bill, George, Mark. I'm going to ram in all of these I can. In fact, I'm going to go back to our own phone system for JB, Sean, Bob, DD, Bill, George, and Mark, because I've been taking calls off the Genesis phone system. Now I need to get over to this pile, and I have time. I'll go back to the other phone calls. Briefly, before I end this segment, I just want to remind folks that we are under media demonization. We are being targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Nightline, MSNBC, Democracy Now. They're pulling out all the stops. I'm sure they're inventing more lies for old. It is important to financially support us if you believe in the mission that we're carrying out here to defend the Republic and to wake people up to these crimes. And a great way to do it, and also have a place where you can get any guest on any subject you can imagine and burn it to disk or email it to friends and family, is PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a special only running for a few more weeks where you can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or get a trial monthly membership for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. All of my films, the live video streaming, the higher quality podcast, it's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership makes so much of what we do here possible. I want to thank all the members. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
We are back live, my friends, and I have a direct and specific message to the gun-grabbing criminals that run this new world order. Your activity, your seizing on every crisis, like tragedy vultures, has become obvious to everyone. And now we've seen this poor Congresswoman Guilford's shot, but thank God she's alive and starting to recover. This poor federal judge Rolls, this little girl, this 9-year-old named Green, being killed. And her father and mother come out and say, don't politicize this. Don't use this to take more of our freedoms. The father talked about how he travels a lot and how hellish the airports are. And he said, don't take our freedoms. Don't go after our Second Amendment. And now AOL columnists and others have viciously attacked the parents, saying they don't deserve to have their little girl. I can't believe I'm reading stuff like this. The truth is, the Democrats predominantly and the environmental movement have been financing movies and TV shows in England and the U.S. that show nine-year-olds in a school being fictitiously murdered because they don't sign on to their carbon taxes. The truth is we're taught how worthless humanity is and how bad humanity is for the earth every day. The truth is with this deranged shooter, this guy was shooting videos of the Grim Reaper burning the American flag with devilish music in the background. A day before it came out that he was into the occult, I said this is one of these vampire-obsessed, nihilistic people that's into Satanism. And now his friends are saying he was nihilistic. He was into death. He had this shrine behind his house with a skull and black magic voodoo offerings of oranges. That's what voodoo is, the black magic variety of it, or the black magic variety of Santeria. This guy loved Karl Marx. This guy loved anything dark and destructive. He thought he was a woman. He obviously had multiple personalities. And that's why we need our Second Amendment, to defend ourselves from people like him. But now we see this full frontal assault by Hillary and Bill Clinton, by all these other Congress people, blaming talk radio, blaming the alternative media, calling for censorship on the web, calling for people to be arrested who put out any symbols or say anything that could influence someone else to do violence. That's a full frontal attack on the First Amendment. Now, the system is really upset and scared by this because a member of the power structure, in fact, two of them, a congressperson was shot and seriously wounded in the head, and a federal judge was murdered. And I would add that Judge Rolls, of course, was the judge who was instrumental in defeating the Brady bill, the five-day waiting period, with Sheriff Richard Mack, who we've now interviewed on the subject, and was a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. So was this poor congresswoman. She was also for controlling the border. And the media is doing everything it can, the dinosaur media, to spin this and claim that this is what libertarians and conservatives have caused. Democracy Now! Has now come out and said that the Rand Paul, Alex Jones, that we're to blame for all of this. This is outrageous, my friends. This is an attack on free speech, not just the right to keep and bear arms. And I want to make this clear. I don't want a violent confrontation with this out-of-control government. But both parties are predominantly controlled by offshore banks. Tens of trillions of dollars have been stolen from our treasury. Henry Paulson did threaten martial law to Congress through the executive if they didn't give him unlimited trillions. The Obama people have continued what Bush was up to. The dollar is being devalued. We are going into a private corporate world government. And the media is saying that if you talk about that, you support the cold-blooded shooting of that nine-year-old girl, the federal judge, and the Congresswoman Giffords. It's just asinine. The truth is the mainstream media has been discredited. The truth is there is a global private corporate empire that's used the United States as its muscle and as its credit card. And the truth is the American people and the people of the world are waking up and coming together politically, as Congresswoman Giffords had said on Fox just the day before she was shot in the head by this Grim Reaper nihilistic lunatic. And I had predicted, just looking at his garb and some of his other statements, that he'd be some type of occultic devil worshiper. That's very popular with our spoiled, rotten youth today who've got a bunch of parents who did everything for them, including wiping their hind ends when they were 10 years old. I guess it was Victor Hugo that said adversity makes men and prosperity makes monsters. We're entering a very decadent phase, and that's all the more reason for the American people to be armed against criminals and against tyrants. I am not calling for offensive actions against government. That is the last thing we need. But was it right for the Germans in Operation Valkyrie, in their military, to stand up against Adolf Hitler? Our government today would tell you no. Was it right in 1989? For the Romanians to stand up against Ceausescu, who had tortured tens of thousands of people to death and imprisoned in slave camps hundreds of thousands? Would it have been right to stand up against Stalin or Lenin or Mao Zedong or Julius Caesar? Was it right for black slaves to occasionally stand up when they were being beaten and beat their slave masters right back. Our media, our government would say no. But I go back to Romania and Ceausescu and the video we're showing on screen right now. They were having a rally. The people were starving. There was incredible tyranny. And he got up there at the rally and lectured them, and the police began to beat up some of the people in the hundreds of thousands in the crowd. And Ceausescu said that that was a good thing, and so the people rioted. They took over the Capitol, and they took control of Ceausescu and his wife. They had a trial, and then he was executed. Now, was it right to do that? Our government, our media would say no matter what the state does, you need to shut up and put up with it. You need to put up with people every week being tasered to death. You need to put up with cops shooting innocent people in the back and getting away with it. You need to put up with foreign banks stealing trillions of dollars. You need to put up with the ATF burning down Waco and those little kids inside and shooting them as they try to run out. You need to put up with the feds staging Operation Gulf of Tonkin to get us into the Vietnam War. You need to put up with bipartisan continuity of agenda, Bush pushing torture and secret arrest, and now Obama doing it and appointing all these mob bosses like Daley to chief of staff. You need to sit down and put up with a mafia machine passing government health care written by the insurance companies to force you to buy overpriced care, and put up with the death panels now being announced by Bill Gates and others. You're supposed to put up with all of that while they give over 500 waivers to Obama's friends so their companies don't have to get insurance, but you do. Walmart won't have to get it. McDonald's won't have to get it, but your little company will. No, we're sick of the Chicago/New York mafia system. We're tired of it. And the globalists, they don't want to have a peaceful restoration through the 10th Amendment, through the states, through Congress, of our Constitution, because then they know there will be trials of the Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay type criminals that run this modern system. They want to provocateur things like the Hatari militia that turned out to be staged, and these Muslim groups that turn out to be staged over and over and over again. Even mainstream news and Geraldo Rivera now admit that. They want to preemptively have a shootout in this country, have a violence-type clash, because they know there isn't one Ceausescu or one Adolf Hitler that could be removed and then everything would be okay. This is a dictatorship of corporate criminals manipulating and controlling government. And they're not afraid of Congress people being gunned down or presidents being gunned down because they know they're puppets, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Hussein Obama. They are afraid of you taking control of your government and your grand juries and bringing them to justice like a house of cards. As more and more of them fall and get indicted, and that's starting to happen, as more and more of the mortgages are discovered to be fraudulent, as courts are now ruling, their system is imploding. So they preemptively, kind of like the famous oil well companies that knew how to put out a fire. You got a big explosion going. You got an oil well on fire. You use a load of dynamite to blast it to stop that fire. They want to fight fire with fire. They want to preemptively roll that stick of dynamite up there in that wheelbarrow up to the mouth of the big fire and use that explosion to blow out the flames. They want to preemptively jumpstart an Operation Northwoods, like Robert Shapiro has been openly talking about with Obama, needing a big terror attack, needing a domestic attack so they can crack down on the domestic population. We don't want to give them that. Sure, with a Stalin, a Hitler, a Ceausescu, A people counter coup can work, but not when you don't have a single dictatorship. We've got a corrupt system. The main problem is looking at us in the mirror that we allowed it to go this far. It's been said many times that if the millions of gun owners, even if 1% of the 100 million gun owners, stood up and started fighting the government, that we would defeat these criminals overnight. That's over 1 million combatants who are lone wolf, asymmetrical, impossible to defeat. There's no way an armed population can be brought into tyranny unless it's done through incremental corruption. And that's why the system wants to have an armed confrontation now, early on, before everybody's awoken, while they still have a chance to win it. We need to peacefully take our republic back and understand that shooting and killing people is not the way to go. Because, again, we're not dealing with a Ceausescu or a Hitler. We're dealing with an entirely corrupt system that is going to have to be taken back house by house, city by city, county by county, state by state, nation by nation. And it's that eternal struggle against good and evil. But to the opportunistic sickos who are using these deaths and hyping these deaths as a pretext to attack the very heart of the First Amendment. They're openly calling for restrictions on free speech now. And to openly attack being able to own more than 10 rounds of ammo. I mean, just amazing draconian tyrannies being announced. This is only serving as a wake-up call. This isn't 15 years ago where the feds could blow up Oklahoma City and use it, you know, to get everybody to feel sorry for them and to demonize liberty. This isn't 17 years ago when you guys staged the situation at Waco where you could, quote, demonize a cult. We're not playing in the same ball game, and you guys are still using the same old tricks. You think we're so dumb, you openly talk about staging stuff like we don't see it. People are waking up and are wise to what you're doing, and you need to get on the right side of history. And for the average, you know, middle-of-the-road liberal, this is all meant to get conservatives and liberals fighting with each other, and so that the left-right paradigm continues on. The system knows that we're awakening and coming together, and they're very scared of that. So if they can get liberals and conservatives blaming each other for who's to blame for this obvious schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic, they've won. We need to come together and decry senseless acts of violence, but stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution that so many have fought for. And remember that you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by a mass shooter. You have a better chance of being killed by a bee sting than being killed by a terrorist. And that this is the media playing this up and hyping it and trying to use this little girl as a martyr against the First and Second Amendment, which are literally holy components of our basic canon that is the Bill of Rights. I hope you'll spread this video to everyone you know. We must defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. We must defend them in the info war because the pen is mightier than the sword. And that is my video announcement to the gun grabbers that they will fail. The victim disarmament crowd, understand this, and may the message be clear to you. You will fail in your quest to disarm us. You will fail in your quest to defeat the First Amendment and free speech. Everyone is going to redouble their efforts. And as you try to create internet IDs, as you try to tax the web, as you try to restrict free speech, as you turn loose the giant cybersecurity domestic spy corps to go out and stir up trouble and infiltrate groups and provocateur, you're only revealing to everyone what you really are. All right, let's go ahead and talk to JB in California. JB, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's really good to talk to you. I really love your show.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Listen, I'm trying to bring some free speech to bear on some other children's deaths, and I hope you'll get your listeners to pay attention to this because there's an over-the-counter medication that almost killed my child, has killed others. We've proved all this in court. And when you said today earlier that they have to put the side effects on the label, I wish that was true because what they said about the medicine she took was it was safe and effective. She ended up blind and nearly dead. I've got a YouTube video out there. It's J4 Sabrina. And it tells about her and others. There's 60 other lawsuits, and this medication will kill your kid. And they won't die in a nice way. They won't just die suddenly. They will die slowly in a lot of pain. So I'm hoping your free speech will help save some children. I mean, you're one of the few people out there who is even able to get this out.
Well, I mean, they do put a lot of the side effects on the over-the-counter and the behind-the-counter prescription drugs.
Not really.
I'm saying there's a lot that we don't know about, and that's my point, that hundreds of thousands die a year from bad drug interactions, and the system isn't weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth about that, but then six people die and they act like it's the end of the world.
If they were telling the truth and showing you how some of these little children are dying, like I said, go to J4 Sabrina on YouTube and you will see these children are dying horrible deaths. And not only that, but even if it's not listed on the label and even if they've committed fraud, these pharmaceutical companies are not being held responsible. We took them to court. We proved that they did it. And they were judged guilty but not liable. Do you
believe
that?
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, it's like Prozac. which all these other major serotonin reuptake inhibitors are based on, they admitted in 1981 in their trials, massive increase in suicide, massive increase in psychotic behavior. It puts you into a dream state. It's very similar to LSD. You just don't normally see visual hallucinations. And it's very toxic to the brain. And they knew that. And it took us until 5 years ago to just get that on the insert that it does do that. They knew that all along. And that's what's so dangerous about the flu shots, all of this stuff. People are not being told how deadly Big Pharma is. But Big Pharma will, a lot of their ads are having trouble wanting to urinate. Take this. May cause heart attacks. May cause sudden death. May cause this and that. I mean, it's crazy. You hear even what they admit, and then to know that, that they're only mentioning a tiny fraction of what's on the actual drug insert, and you're saying, you know, even more. I'll definitely check into that, okay?
Please, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean that's why I get blown away. But then, you know, a little girl gets killed. Little girls are getting killed in Iraq every day. They don't hype that up. It's how they pick what they want to hype, how they were ready to hype it. It's the judge they killed. I mean, it's very suspicious. I believe this was an inside job. The way they're not releasing the video yet, the way they're holding on to his writings, the devil worship, the black outfits, it all fits into a programming template. Harrison Kleibold had it.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, it's our final segment, and again, our hopes and prayers go out to Representative Gabrielle Giffords, to the family of the little green girl who was killed. And as for this demonic creature, Jared Loughner, something stinks to high heaven in this entire Giffords fiasco, and the way the media was just ready, and the way they're now blaming Ayn Rand, the way they're now blaming the polls, the way they're now blaming yours truly. We're out of time. I didn't get to the video clip of her the day before she got shot on Fox saying get past the left-right paradigm, but it is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I didn't get to the Democracy Now, but we'll play that tomorrow where they go after myself and Ron Paul. Just incredible political opportunist. Meanwhile, Fox News is blaming it on conspiracy theorists. That's anyone that doesn't buy hook, line, and sinker, whatever the media and the government are spewing at the population. We've also got some other bizarre activity. You know, a week and a half ago, one of the top former aides to George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush, the head of so many powerful organizations, major corporate boards, drunk, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, he was seen running around drugged out of his mind. Then we had him being found dead in the landfill. Well, now we have ex-congressional aide found dead in burning car. That's out of Politico, a veteran congressional aide who had worked most recently as a lobbyist and was married to a White House legislative affairs senior official, was found dead in a car Monday behind the couple's Capitol Hill home following a low-speed car crash and subsequent fire. It's one of the CIA's favorite ways to kill you. Other governments do. They smash into you. They put you in the car. You're already knocked out. They smash the car, set it on fire. It's one of their favorite ways to do it. Very, very suspicious how many deaths are happening and what's going on. We did several key search terms today, and those should become number one. We did that last week, and you made all three of the terms, respectively, number one, number two, and number three. Very effective. And they kind of shut down the whole Maryland bombing fear-mongering. I think that was part of it. But we've got two different search terms today. Please research them now to make sure they continue to be number one. Liberal smear machine is the number one search, those three words into Google and Yahoo. Liberal smear machine. What was the second term I was going to use? It was a gunman left-winger. Gunman left-winger was the second search term. See how they like that. Because they're really trying to cover this up right now. And again, he was obviously under mind control or complete paranoid schizophrenic. But if you have to look at the spectrum of 20 things or so he was into, 15 of them would be called liberal. And, you know, Communist Manifesto and dressing up like a woman and, voodoo and Santeria and just all of this chicanery. And we've got the article, Liberal Smear Machine Backfires at Gunman Found to Be a Cultist, Hot Smoking Left Winger. We've got the other incredible article that needs to get out there to everybody to expose how evil these people are. Leftists attack parents of murdered 9-year-old. Unprecedented. That's at PrisonPlanet.com. And we've got lots of reports by Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson coming out. The report I haven't seen anybody do yet is all the environmental messages of killing children. And how great it is. I mean, the left's freaked out about this 9-year-old being dead. Well, the big environmental groups, government-funded, are putting out stuff showing 9-year-olds being murdered, being blown up by their teachers. And it's supposedly a beautiful thing, teaching us how we should hate ourselves. So we're going to get that out as well. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. A great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.